I also arrived at a seed of an idea. Sorry, was just watching a YouTube video of Heath Ledger's what's it called now? Method acting on the Joker, on his role as the villain, the Joker. Many thoughts are on my mind, all positive. Briefly to summarize, I would say that the first quarter of 2026 has been on point. In thinking back to my five building blocks, my daily building blocks, which I spoke about last 2 years ago. Wow, time flies. Incorporating these in my life, even though a lot of the times, 3 days out of five, I'll fuck up. I'm finding getting back on track easier and easier every day. Every time I kind of fuck up, so to speak. And my own goal of 2026 to be an encouragement as best I can, In figuring out the blueprint for my infrastructure of freedom, that's what I call it, with no guarantees of total success, but still worth pursuing. I now find myself in a position whereby I'm helping others either realize their own blueprints or refine their own blueprints. And to me, the greatest strength comes from where you're from, your genetic code. And as a parallel kind of memory, spending 18 years as a sleight of hand card magician, not really feeling home in the art, and ultimately kind of walking away from the path. I know now what that's about. Not a lack of talent or ability or personality or even approach or delivery. And of course, at the end, the style, as Renee would always say, It was because ultimately I found it that I felt in my bones that was trying to emulate something else. A lot of times you need suffering to realize your mettle. So, learning to turn lemons into watermelon juice is a great skill in itself that I have yet to master. However, I'm a skeptic, and looking into the yearly forecast for the horse zodiac, which again is just an abstract idea. There's no real horse in the skies. Well, there might be unicorns, but you know what I mean. But the energy cycle still remains. Anyway, it said that this year, for the year of the horse, the leading constellation, or you could say the positive, fortunate stars, they call it auspicious because it's a good kind of like momentum for the people in the horse zodiac, says they'll come across the Grand Duke, which basically means they're stepping into either a place of more responsibility or power, or as the title implies, like fucking elevation, you know me. So me, I keep myself away, out of sight, out of mind, as best I can. But people are finding me out, and people come in looking for me, and you could say looking for my services, which is great. Whether it is helping you set up a business on Web3, whether it is helping you become your own bank, or having a parallel source of income or parallel means of accessing your sweat equity, hey, I'm here. Well, in also recognizing that it takes a lot of self-work, and no one can really hold your hand on this kind of stuff, so a lot of people drop off. They think it's too complex. And I maintain, if you don't learn this shit now, god dang, you ain't gonna learn this shit ever. And also working on the future, your future is very difficult. Takes a lot of concentration, a single-minded laser focus, which I'm blessed because born under the Gangmen, the metal element of the horse zodiac. Yeah, I'm a workhorse, serious. And then, in realizing all about the origins of one, going back to the genetic code and using that as a source of strength rather than a weakness, you tap into your power. And if you have, like I realized about myself, certain qualities and strengths and weaknesses, and you gotta play to those, and then in the meantime, kind of refine your weaknesses, not like make it weaker, but make them better, And when you know a subject, and you can apply a subject like the back of your hand, you're applying cream to that shit. It's a good place to be. And the infrastructure of freedom has to be multifunctional, has to be able to be portable, even though, you might not have the best environment. This is what I realize, that you can use the current space as a testing ground to do your thing. You know what I mean? It's free, it's like breathing. Just gotta walk up to you and say, yo, now's my day. And amidst what's happening worldwide, I have to applaud the theatre. It's a great show. It's a great show. And in taking advice from Hexagram 48, the well, I'm trying. So I realize I can't do everything, and I'm very grateful for the people that I have. And I just hope that you find your strengths and weaknesses and tap into your origins as a man or woman or dinosaur or Homer Simpson. Or how can Homer Simpson eat all those fucking donuts? Seriously. And he's asking for more too. Actually, it's being fed to him at like fucking a rate of 0.5 fucking seconds. That's 0.5. You can consider This your last stand. Make a count.